Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to celebrate this week the kingship of Jesus. Last Sunday was the solemnity of Christ the King. We celebrate his lordship and majesty here at the end of the church, the calendar year of the church, the liturgical year. And next week, starting on Sunday, we're going to enter into Advent, which is really the beginning of the church year and the story of the coming of our Lord. And really, Advent's a season of also talking about the two comings of Christ, the first time he came in the incarnation, but also the reality and the realization that he's going to come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. But this week, we continue to celebrate the victory of Jesus Christ and his being crowned by the Father, and he's at the right hand of the Father in glory. All power, glory, majesty belong to him. All authority is his. He's the ruler of all things that have been created. There's still a hostile outpost here on earth. There's still a resistance to the kingdom of God in this fallen world, in the kingdom of darkness. Jesus has broken the back of that power, and he will come again ultimately in glory to definitively destroy the work of Satan and the opposition of any other rule and authority against the authority and the kingship of his kingdom and the Father's economy and plan. Yesterday, I ended by reading a beautiful passage that describes Jesus' entire uniqueness in Colossians chapter 15, excuse me, chapter 1, verse 15. I won't go after it again, but I just want to make that reference. If you had a chance to listen to the program, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net and listen to yesterday's programs and the programs we've been talking about this entire week, reading passages and reflecting on what it means that Jesus is King and Lord of all. You know, one of the things that Jesus is that he's a warrior. He returned home to the Father as a victorious conqueror. He literally came to make war on Satan. He came, as John, the beloved apostle, says, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. He came to make war against a kingdom that was set against the Father's plan and purpose and that had enslaved and bound the human race. And Jesus came to break that power. And he's going to come again in glory to definitively destroy him. There's a beautiful passage in the book of Revelation, chapter 19. It's called The Rider on the White Horse. It's the victorious King Jesus who rides out in the final battle, the Battle of Armageddon, where he destroys the beast and the dragon and all that's set against, that is Satan, the Antichrist, and all the forces that the Antichrist under Satan's power was able to marshal against Christ and against his kingdom. I just want to read this passage that describes who Jesus is, because there's no one like him. And by the way, even though Satan is the Lord's enemy, enemy number one, and that Satan hates Christ, and Satan is powerful, he's a fallen angel, he's a creature. He's not God. He's not the equal to God or to Jesus Christ. It's not even close, not even a close call. So you see it as Jesus rides confidently on this white horse. Then I saw, and this is John again, John the prophet of the book of Revelation, the one who sees the visions, the one to whom it's being revealed, what's going to happen, what happens throughout human history, the battle between the kingdoms, what's going to happen before Jesus comes again, and ultimately the celebration of the great triumph of Christ, which will be a wedding feast. The bride of Christ will be united with her groom and will have this perfect unity brought about by God in the kingdom of God. So verse 11, then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The heavens were open, and there he was, astride a white horse. He who sat upon it is called Faithful and True. Remember earlier in the week, I began with that section from the beginning of the book of Revelation where John described Jesus, or the voice of heaven described Jesus as the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Here again, the one who sat upon the white horse, Jesus, is called Faithful. Here's the faithful one. Faithful in everything the Father set him to do. He's the incarnation of faithfulness and what faithfulness looks like. And he's true. He's the truth about everything, friends. We're stuck in the world today in this foolishness, a kind of madness. Everybody's pursuing their own truth, and everybody's staking claim on their truth and declaring and pounding their chest, and I'm going to live by my truth and asserting their will. It's a deep deception. It's a blindness. You know, I think about Jesus on the cross looking down on those who are mocking him. And that's what happens when we declare our own truth and we don't recognize that Jesus Christ is the truth and that God is true and his ways are true. And we insist on our own way and we insist on living lives that don't pay attention to God's plan and purpose. And we live on our own according to our own truth. It's like Jesus when he was on the cross and he looked down at those who were mocking him and seeing in his broken, bleeding body a failed Messiah. And Jesus looked at them and said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. They too, some of them, pounded their chests and thought they had dealt with this problem of this false Messiah who was causing all this trouble. Jesus understood that they didn't understand, that they were blinded by pride, by sin. And it's the same thing. When human hearts are unwilling to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the faithful witness and that he's true, he's the truth about God, that God is, that God's all-powerful, that God is good, that God has a plan, that God is merciful, that God is kind and loving and gentle and patient, but he's also a just judge, and that he gives us grace to be able to approach him in the fear of the Lord. And all of that is just so true. And to be able to see that, he's also the truth about the human race. What does it mean to be human? What does it mean to live a fulfilled life? What is our origin and purpose and destiny? He's the one who told us the truth about it. He didn't lie, he didn't deceive. He also told us the truth about sin and about Satan, and about the true condition of the world. And he told us the truth about the world's destiny. And the smart ones in the world and the kings of the earth, they always connive against the Lord and ignore him, so many of them. Say, no, we're going to make our future. Our future is us. It's our gifts. It's our understanding. It's our development of more and more knowledge and our technology. We will save ourselves. We will define for ourselves who we are, and we will live the way we want to, and no one will tell us otherwise. Friend, that temptation is in every one of us, and it's fully displayed. It's on full display in our society and in our culture, and especially among the rich and the powerful and the important people in this world who act as if God doesn't exist and beat their chests and insist on their own way. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. He who sat upon it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and he makes war. Jesus is a warrior king. Jesus has come to destroy all the opposition to his Father's kingdom and purpose. And he's undefeatable. He's indestructible. It's foolishness to oppose his power. It's insanity. But the blindness of the human mind and its darkness embraces that foolishness. And we act as if he doesn't exist. We act as if we're our own kings of our own kingdoms, right? Or we're using our power to gather huge numbers of people. I mean, think of China, for example. China is a wonder. China is amazing. China's got a lot of amazing people. It's got a billion some people. It's an amazing place, but it's a nation that is gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. That's insanity. That's stupid. It's foolish. And like every other civilization, it will ultimately crumble. It's rising now. It's a kind of a rising moment in its history, but it'll be temporary. And Christ himself will judge it. His eyes are like flame of fire. He sees everything. You can't hide, Scripture says, anything. Nothing is hidden from the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. Jesus sees everything with perfect penetration. Nothing is hidden from him. And on his head are many diadems. That is, he's crowned with jewels and many diadems which really communicate and demonstrate that everything belongs to him and all power and authority is his. And he has a name inscribed which no one knows but himself, the name given to him by the Father. He is clothed with robe that's dipped in blood. Some say understand this to be his blood because it reminds everyone he's the one who broke the power of the devil through the shedding of his blood. Some say the blood is also of those that he's defeating. And the name by which he is called is the Word of God. He is God's Word to the earth. He's God's Word to all of his creation. And we are wise to take heed, to listen, to hear that Word. And the armies of heaven, wearing fine linen, white and pure, followed him on white horses. What a beautiful, amazing image. Jesus is leading his army out for the final definitive battle against Satan and against the Antichrist and all who are set against him and God's reign. From his mouth issues a sharp sword with which to strike the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He's the King of Glory. The Word of God is referred to in the Bible as the sword of the Spirit. It's able to cut through all the lies and all the darkness. And it's really the sword that's going to be wielded against the nations who rise up against him. If the United States continues to go secular, and we're just another version in some ways of China, and China was another version of Russia, and you name it. It's kings of the earth setting themselves against the Lord and his anointed. We will have a kingship and a rule apart from acknowledgement of God. We will rely on our own selves, and we will suppress the revelation of God. That's human flesh. It's satanic in its orientation, its origin, excuse me. And from his mouth will issue a sword that will strike the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron. That rod is the rod of discipline, the rod of judgment, and the rod of God's authority. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. And there's a passage in the book of Revelation that talk about this sword which cuts the grapes from the vine and throws them in the winepress and they get crushed. And who's the one who's going to bring this judgment? This is a description of the judgment that belongs to Jesus Christ. He will judge the nations. He will judge each one of us individually. He's almighty, and nothing will stop his judgment. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Every authentic king on this earth and ruler rules in a way that's consistent with God's kingship and God's authority, God's order, what God has planned for the human race. And it's foolish kings who insist on living as if this king doesn't exist. And they demand loyalty from the Lord's subjects. And they divide God's kingdom. It's Jesus, friends, who will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God. Jesus Christ is the Lord, and he's a warrior. And he comes to destroy all opposition to God. Friends, it's time for all of us to say yes radically to Jesus and do everything we can to help those we love do the same. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.